Notre Dame.
Mr. Speaker, the Republicans are saying that Democrats here in particular are making demands that have nothing to do with the issues that are here and has caused an undesirable impasse.
My. Are they more specific than that?
Senator Long said labor unions have injected themselves into this debate, and that's what's
what. Which debate are you talking about? We haven't heard from them since 8 o'clock last night. You or I. They made an agreement. They said they did yesterday on a one-year deal, which costs, by the way, $500 million. And it's a tax break for business, $500 million. And I guess today, well, late in the afternoon yesterday, we were informed that that's $1 billion they want now. You just can't go from 500 to a billion overnight or in a minute or two. So that's a lot of money. That's the only issue. 500 million. Oh, I guess it's lucky it's not 500 billion, huh?
What's your intent right now? Are you going to?
We're
going to
do the bills that are signed. If they sign an education flexibility bill, we will address it. So as long as they give us work over here and sign the bills and, you know, things we've come close at least to. We thought we were close there, but obviously we're 500 billion apart. We're just going to do what work we have until we run out of work.
Do you think this needs till Sunday? Or will take till Sunday?
Well, as long as they don't tell me which church to go on Sunday, we might be here.
Maybe for Sunday.
They might have some kind of resolution telling me which church to go to. I'm a little worried about that one.
Are you saying they signed a
They agreed publicly to a school education flexibility program. That was Thursday. And then when they decided they weren't going to keep that commitment, we gave them a few days to think that over, as you know, and worked very hard to get other resolutions. So they know. I'm saying they didn't sign. And if they would sign, that would be one of the pieces of business we would do. We'd like to have them sign more. There's a bailout for banks. They don't want to sign that. And if they want to sign the bailout for big business at a $500 million level, we certainly would go ahead with that. A billion's a little high-priced, especially when you've cut education $500 million. You turn around and give a billion-dollar tax break to business. That doesn't seem to be logical.
Do you vote on the per term bill if they don't agree on the education bill?
I'm not holding anything hostage. That's them that's holding those things hostages. Sure.
Do you think realistically is there any way we can finish tonight?
I think I said to you, was it yesterday afternoon? I didn't think I was going to do it that night. You got that right, by the way. And realistically, we're $500 million apart on that bill. If they concurred on that, we'd be out of here tonight.
But no, then not realistically tonight.
You don't think a concurrence is realistic? Okay, then we agree.
Representative Bosma's request for a roll call on signing tonight.
Well, he's got to have some attention on something, so everybody wants to be relevant.
Would you have a roll call on signing tonight motion?
I'm not worried about it. I wouldn't worry about that if I was anybody, because it's something that will happen someday. I don't know when.
Not today.
I don't know. Not yet. If you say day, I agree.
So you're making plans to stay overnight?
Well, that's a problem. You know, they have no rooms in the inn. So they're looking for little caves. You got any caves around here? I think that's a problem, really. And we have to see what we can do about that. We may have to figure a way around that.
You mean not come in, for instance, where people go home and come back Sunday?
I don't know.
A bunch of teams are clearing out. Aren't those rooms available?
Yeah, somebody said that.
Do you have a place to stay?
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
Does Representative Fry's absence had any effect on slowing things down?
No. Well, see y'all later.